Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. It's the last day of our pledge drive, and it's open forum both hours. So if you'd like to get on the line, we got Carla Broussard here with us first hour. Second hour, Tim Staples will be here. All open forum, that is open to anyone on anything that you might like to ask about the Catholic faith. 888-318-7884 is the number. I'll just give that a couple more times before I give out the number for the pledge drive, 888-318-7884. If you are Catholic and there's something that you'd like to some help explain to someone else, but if you're non-Catholic and there's something you'd like explained by a Catholic expert, so to speak, an apologist, this is the opportunity for you to ask. 888-318-7884. Now, give me a quick minute. I'll move over to do to set up the fundraising, and then we will go to calls. In studio with me, Carla Broussard, apologist here at Catholic Answers. Hello, Carla. Thanks for coming.
Cy, Kelly, it's great to be with you, my friend.
I got a little distracted there at the beginning. Did you see that weird thing that our video was doing?
Yeah, it was glitching.
That made me very upset. Made me look like I was having some kind of an attack.
But they got it.
They got it fixed. Yeah. Okay, so we got a bit of fundraising to do, Carla.
Indeed we do. We got a lot of fundraising
to do. That's right. That's right. Exactly.
We're not going to kid ourselves here. We got a lot, and we need some help.
Well, we have 2 hours of our 6 hours left, and we have just under half of our $220,000 goal to go. So we need about $108,000 to be fully funded by the end of today.
And we can do it.
Yeah, we can do it.
Our listeners out there, they can do it. They can pull through. They're very generous.
Well, we also are bringing out the big guns today. You you led us in a very nice prayer to Mother Angelica right before the...
Yes, I did.
I got my friend Joan of Arc sitting right over there, and I'm praying to her for help.
Mother Angelica was very good at raising money.
She was.
Funding, I'm counting on her prayers.
Yes. If you can get on the line right now and give a call, right now we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We're not going to use up this whole hour doing fundraising. I'm just going to set it up for you. We'll try to fill up the lines, then we'll go take some calls, then we'll come back, try to fill up the lines again. And with God's help, maybe with some help from Mother Angelica and Joan of Arc, we will reach our goal today. The number to call to make your pledge and have every dollar that you pledge matched up to $20,000 is 888-291-8000. Tell you what, if you want to make a new monthly pledge, that's all matched, but it'll be matched again by a different donor who really is trying to help us to build up that monthly, those monthly pledges, because that's the backbone of what any apostolate that depends on donations needs, monthly pledges. So could you fill up the lines right now? We got 9 of our colleagues on the line already and one call on 888-291-8000 and a long, long way to go this hour. 888-291-8000. Oh, or you can go safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yeah, this is an opportunity, Cy, for our listeners to really get involved, put some skin in the game, be a member of the family, of the team, and to participate in, frankly, the great commission of our Lord, to go out into all disciples and make... Go out into all nations and make disciples, right? What we do here as Catholic Answers is we go out to the nations worldwide, right, to make disciples, to proclaim the good news and the fullness and the beauty of our Catholic faith. And many folks listening, driving in their car, washing dishes at the home, frankly, are not able to get out and make that testimony heard throughout the nations. So the question becomes, well, how can I do that?
Right.
How can I fulfill the Great Commission of Matthew 28:19-20? Well, you can support us here at Catholic Answers to provide for us the means by which we can continue to do what we've been doing over here at Catholic Answers, especially with Catholic Radio, to go out into all nations, to be present to all nations. As Pope St. Paul VI stated in Evangelii Nuntiandi, we got to be present to people in the very strata, their concrete milieu, their concrete activities. We have to be present to them in order for them to hear the Word of God. And what better way to do that than through Catholic Radio? But in order to do that, we have to be supported. So listeners listening to us right now, please call in at 888-291-8000 and make a donation, whether it's $1. I mean, we needed, what, 108,000?
108,000.
There's got to be 108,000 people listening out there.
That could do $1.
That could do $1.
That's a really good
point.
And we
would meet our goal. Or if they could do $5, then we would surpass our goal.
Right.
So if you're listening, call in with your donation, whether it's a small amount or whether it's $5,000, $10,000. We'll take that too. 888-291-8000. We'd love to hear from you. If you believe in what we do at Catholic Answers, if you want to participate in the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations, give us a call and make your donation.
888-291-8000. Carlo's not going to get out of doing his job. I'm going to go to the phones right now. But I was struck by what you said, that Christ said, go out and make disciples of all the nations. But we have the power now to speak to all the nations at once. You know, when you,
absolutely,
like on the internet, you literally can get this show anywhere in the world. I mean,
right,
there may be places where you got to pay an extra fee, but but
yeah,
everybody can get it. So it's a great privilege that we have, but and it doesn't take a great deal of money. $220,000 to run a full media operation for 3 months is not a lot of money, but we do need your help right now. 888-291-8000. Off to Alaska we go. Caleb, listening on 94.1 FM. Caleb, thanks for your call. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Hey guys. So growing up in like the Protestant church, Baptist church, then I went to a Covenant church, you know, I would hear mumbles occasionally about the Catholic faith and that the Pope was the inherent Antichrist, which I always thought was kind of ridiculous because there's been multiple popes, which means there would be multiple Antichrists, which also doesn't make sense. And I'm just curious, why do you guys think that somebody would have that perspective, especially from the other side of the Christian faith?
Yeah, so why do people call the Pope the Antichrist? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a variety of reasons they might give. It's very interesting that they would even say that, because the Antichrist is going to be someone who sets himself up to usurp the very authority of Jesus Christ. The Pope, throughout the centuries, the bishops of Rome have proclaimed the glory and the unique mediation of Jesus Christ, have proclaimed his divinity, acknowledging our finitude, our creaturely status, relative to Jesus, who is equal to the Father as our creator. So even on that score, we could refute this idea that the Pope is the Antichrist. Sometimes it has to do with a false interpretation of the book of Revelation concerning the beast and the seven heads of the beast representing seven heels, Rome being built on seven heels. And so many have interpreted that to say, hey, well, the Pope must be this figure in the book of Revelation that's going to be destroyed by our Lord at the end of time. So that, of course, would be refuted by going through the book of Revelation with a proper interpretation of those images and those metaphors. There are a lot of resources out there on the book of Revelation. I'm thinking of Dr. Michael Barber's book, of his commentary on the book of Revelation. I know Dr. Scott Hahn has put out and produced some commentary on the book of Revelation. Our own colleague and good friend Jimmy Akin has written some articles and done some things on the book of Revelation and proper interpretation thereof. And so that's what I would say, just generally speaking. I would have to do more research, Caleb, and read more specifically the various authors who make the argument for this claim, who try to provide the evidence for this claim, but it goes beyond what we could possibly do here in a brief conversation. But those would be my general thoughts to begin the conversation and to begin moving forward.
Thank you very, very much for the call. We have just one line open right now. I think it's just one line open. 888-318-7884, the number to call and ask your question. However, we have lots of lines open on the other phone line, where all of our colleagues take this time to put down their other work and wait by the phone for you to call and support Catholic Answers Live in order to fund all that we do, the podcasts, the internet stuff, all the various things. I saw you in the studio today recording your podcast.
Absolutely. Recording some episodes for my podcast, The Sunday Catholic Word, which comes out once a week. I think on Thursdays we drop it and go live with it perhaps. And I look at the upcoming Sunday Mass readings and highlight those details that are relevant, Si, to doing apologetics, explaining and defending the faith. And we've been getting some good response. Folks can go to SundayCatholicWord.com or MrSundayPodcast.com. To sign up and subscribe to the podcast. And we need funding, like you said, Si, in order to produce those podcasts. We are developing this Catholic Answers network of podcasts, right?
Yeah.
Trent Horn, Joe Heschmar, myself, Jimmy Akin. I know Tim's got some stuff in the works. And we're looking to the future of other podcasts, Catholic Answers Focus. So we need the funding, and the people listening right now, Cy, they can fund us, whether it's $1, $5, $5,000. They need to call us at 888-291-8000 or go to catholicanswersradio.com, or they can even text, right? Catholic to
Text the word Catholic.
Yes.
Yep.
At 24365?
24365. That's how often we are doing our very best to share Jesus. And, you know, because of the internet, because of the stuff that's available, we have a kind of a collection of thousands of articles on questions having to do with the Catholic faith. And those really are available 24/365. That never goes down. It's always available at Catholic.com.
And let me tell you, it takes work to organize and sift through those articles. I know we have a team here and some employees who do that to try to make it nice and organized for people in the search engine. And that requires time, that requires salaries, that requires money. And so we need our folks listening to help us out with that. And you know, Cy, I just got to share this, brother. So I'm working on my doctorate in philosophy at St. Patrick's Pontifical University, Maynooth, Ireland, right? Mm-hmm. So they have, I guess, roughly 20 seminarians there at the seminary. And man, I tell you, there are quite a few of those seminarians who have come up to me when I'm there for my studies, thanking me for the work that we do here at Catholic Answers.
In Ireland?
In Ireland. And sharing with me how the work that we have done here at Catholic Answers is one of the reasons why they are in the seminary training to be priests.
Yeah, right.
So for our listeners out there, what we do here at Catholic Answers, friends, it makes a difference for the positive. Like, it actually changes people's hearts and minds to conform to the heart and mind of Christ. And that's just seminarians and helping for our future priests and for the future church. But it also changes lives on the ground. Whenever I travel, Cy, without fail, 3-4 people after the talk coming up saying, I know you've probably heard this a million times, but Catholic Answers has changed my life.
Yes, right.
I hear it all the time, and Tim hears it when he's out and speaking, and Trent hears it. But we can't do that unless our good friends, the gentle listeners, will help us and give us a donation. 888-291-8000. Give us a jingle.
888-291-8000. I'm going to go right back to the phones to let Carlo answer more questions. Right now, if you make a new monthly pledge in any amount, it's going to be tripled. Could you do that right now? Because we have 15 lines open. We are starting slow today. And, you know, that happens. I always try to say, we just tell you the truth. We tell you what the need is. We tell you what the situation is. And then you make up your mind. But right now, 16 of our colleagues waiting are available for calls. 15 of them, nobody's on the line with. Just one call on right now. And we got a long way to go to be fully funded today. 888-291-8000. If you're considering or if you've made up your mind, but you're thinking about going later, the lines will fill up, especially as we get near to the second hour. So if you could fill up the lines now, it would be very, very helpful to us. Help us use up this match and help us get that much closer to being fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. Carlo Broussard, our guest. Next call comes from Louisiana. You know something about Louisiana, Carlo.
Indeed.
Anthony, watching on YouTube in Louisiana, go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Hello. I just want to, like, ask, just what books or resources, like, should I, like, research to, I guess, find out which church or doctrine is the right one? Because there's so much division, and I'm just, like, constantly confused and just doubtful. And I don't know who or what to trust, like, ever. Like, I, like, ask God, but, I mean, I'm not trying to say, like, God isn't helpful, but it's, like, I don't know if he's answering me, like, the way I know, or just, yeah. I don't know.
Anthony,
how he's answering
me. I think you're asking for about a million people. I mean, how do you know today where to get the rock-solid teaching of the Catholic Church, not just someone's opinion? What do you got for him?
Well, Anthony, first of all, thanks for calling, brother, and kudos to you for responding to God's grace to even inquire. I would just highly recommend that you check us out at Catholic.com and start perusing the various articles that Cy was talking about earlier that we have for free online, and to begin looking through the various topics and the answers that we give to those fundamental questions as to whether we should believe in Jesus, first and foremost, and then which church we should belong to that was established by Jesus Christ. So, of course, that's going to involve the question of the papacy, whether Jesus Christ instituted for us St. Peter as the first pope and thereby his successors in the bishopric of Rome to guide, lead, and shepherd his flock here on earth? That's going to be the fundamental question. So I would recommend one book to begin that journey would be our colleague and good friend here, Joe Heschmeyer's book, Pope Peter, where he looks at the biblical evidence that Jesus constituted or established Peter as the leader of his church here on earth. And then Joe also has a book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church, where he looks at the historical evidence in the writings of Christians right after the time of the apostles and shows how those Christians were indeed Catholic, that they embraced and believed and professed the same faith that we as Catholics profess today, and that the Catholic Church was the original Christian franchise. And of course, in those resources and all of the resources that we have at Catholic.com, Anthony, we try our best to give the other side and opposing views a fair hearing whenever we're quoting scholars, quoting sources, and saying, hey, here's what other people say, and then here's how it measures up against what we say as Catholics. And hopefully, I've been convinced, and I'm confident that you would be convinced as well, to come to the conclusion that the Catholic claim and the Catholic arguments win the day, and that the opposing views that contradict what the Catholic view claims and involves is actually shown not to be the best option, but that the Catholic claim is true, that the Catholic Church is the original church established by Jesus Christ. So that's what I would recommend. And then also we have a great book, Anthony, to just kind of wet the whistle and sort of an appetizer and an introduction to Catholic thought and Catholic argumentation would be our own Trent Horn's book, Why We're Catholic. And he goes through a variety of different topics, truth, God, Jesus, Catholic Church, moral teachings, stuff like that, to where he begins to introduce you to some of these Catholic distinctives and why we think these Catholic distinctives are true, those things that make us uniquely Catholic. So that's what I would recommend to you. And follow the trail, whatever source that our apologists here are citing for support of our argument, or sources and scholars or people or an apologist that we're engaging in, that are our interlocutors, so to speak, you know, follow the trail of research. And I'm confident that in that trail of research, you'll come to the conclusion that the Catholic Church is the true church established by Jesus.
And thank you very much for the call. If you hang on the line, we'll send you a copy of that, Why We're Catholic. I'd love to send it to you. 888-291-8000 is the place to go to call and make your pledge of support as we come to the very final hours and minutes of our pledge drive for this quarter. We need your help right now. There are not very many people on the line at the moment, a perfect time to pick up the phone and call. Catholic Answers Live is a radio program, 25 years of doing this, bringing the truth about Jesus Christ and his church all around the world. We give the program free to anybody who will broadcast it. We're very grateful, very grateful. And frankly, I think we have very good relationships with those who do choose to broadcast it. But they know we got to pay for it. And so we have to come to you once every quarter to ask you to fund the operations here. All the cameras, all the lights, all the technical people on the other side, these wonderful apologists we have, all the materials. The bill is $220,000 every quarter. That's really quite extraordinary if you know anything about how much media costs. And these guys are real pros. They do a great job. A lot of very, very fine work is done by the folks who work on the other side of the glass I'm looking at right now. But we need to pay for it. And so I'm coming to you kind of hat in hand, letting you know we've got 16 phone lines available right now, 5 people on the line. We have 2 matches. Any pledge in any amount matched up to $20,000 right now. If the pledge is a monthly pledge, it'll be matched again by another donor. And so you basically get your monthly pledge tripled. If you can give $10 a month, please do. When you give $10 a month, that becomes $30 a month to us right now. If you can do $50 a month, some can do $50 a month. If you can, it'll be $150 to us each month. If you can do $100 a month, and I know because I see them, there are people who can do that. If you can do the $100 a month right now, it'll be $300 to us. We're past the halfway point in raising the money we need to raise, but not very much past that halfway point. And that means I'm going to just be quite frank with you about it. We also, in addition to those things that I just mentioned, need some folks who can do the large amounts. You know, people who have been especially gifted, they've done very well in the world, and God bless you if that is the case. But if you can do that $1,000 gift, $2,000, $3,000 gift, if you can do a $5,000 or $10,000 gift, we are in need of your help right now. 888-291-8000. You're talking to one of our colleagues, one of our friends when you call that number. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000.
Cy, speaking of those big donors,
yes,
I got to throw out what St. Paul writes to St. Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:17 okay. through 19. Okay, it's very relevant. Here's what he says. The rich are to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. That's St. Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit. If there are some of you out there who can give the big donations, heed the words of St. Paul. The rich are to be generous and ready to share. Please, we need your help.
We do, in fact. And the lines are beginning to fill up. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We really do get an immediate response when we make this request, and it is extremely gratifying. There's just 6 lines open now. If you'd fill those up, what a wonderful, wonderful gift that would be. 888-291-8000.
But at the same time, Cy, we want to have the flip side of the coin, pun intended, and appeal to the poor widow who came and put 2 small copper coins into the treasury box, as recorded in Mark chapter 12 when Jesus was talking about that poor widow. So we want to emphasize that the small donations are helpful too. Remember what I said a while ago? We need 108,000 to make our goal. There's 108,000 people. If everybody gave $1, we'd meet our goal.
Right.
If they gave $5, we'd pass our goal. So we are asking for not only the big gifts, but also the small gifts as well. And with that small gift, when it's done with love and when it's done with charity, man, it's 100-fold from an eternal perspective.
Right.
Right. And we appreciate that. And on the other side of the veil, side, we'll be rejoicing in heaven to see just how valuable even the small donation was. So we encourage our listeners, 888-291-8000, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, we need your help now. Please give us a call.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com, again, is where you can go online. I'm going to go now to the phones. Anne in Washington, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. We're so glad you're here. Anne, go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Well, yes, but before I ask my question, I need to tell you why I'm asking it. My question is, are all lies mortal sins? I had gone to the doctor and was filling out a questionnaire, and one of the questions was, do I get depressed? Do I feel overwhelmed sometimes? Well, I said no, because the reason I said no is I'm in my 80s, and I did research, and if you give antidepressant medication to someone that old, they can have a stroke or a heart attack, and that's why I lied on it. And so is that a mortal sin?
Okay, Carla.
Okay, great question, Anne. So we got a couple of issues here going. You got the more general question about lying, and then you got your particular situation. So let me address the general question first, Anne. So the question is, are all lies mortal sin? The answer is no. Not all lies are mortal sin. If the question is, are all lies sinful? Well, I am of the opinion, I've come to the conclusion in my own judgment, both through philosophical reasoning and through my assessment of church teaching, that the answer is yes, that all lies are sinful. There are some within the Catholic tradition who are very bright minds who would disagree with me on that issue. So Catholics go back and forth as to whether all lying is intrinsically evil. And intrinsic evil just means contrary to our human good, something we ought never to do. All right, so are all lies mortally sinful? No. In my judgment, are all lies sinful and wrong? Yes. Now, with that said, Anne, it's very, very important to note that whether we're talking about a sinful lie that's mortally sinful, or a lie that's only venially sinful, we must always keep taking to mind levels of culpability. So even if somebody commits a lie that is mortally sinful, that is grave, serious lie, it's possible that somebody does not incur the mortal guilt. That is to say, they're not mortally culpable for it, because there are certain things that can mitigate, lessen one's culpability for committing that grave, serious lie. And of course, even for the venial lies, one's culpability is going to fluctuate and come in degrees based upon the circumstances, right? So it's always important to make that distinction between the activity itself, which is a lie, and one's culpability for that lie. All right, so that's the general catechesis or instruction about lying. Now, with regard to your specific situation, Anne, I'm not really that sure that what you did would actually be a lie, because the question, do you become depressed? Well, depressed is kind of vague, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That can have multiple meanings. Like, do I become depressed? Well, sometimes I have a down day, but is that technically, clinically depression? Probably not. So I'm not even sure, Anne, that you actually lied on that form, precisely because depression has a wide range of meaning.
Anne, thank you so much. If you'd like more help on that, give us a shoot us an email to radio@catholic.com. Hey, thanks. You did fill up the lines, but now there are lines open again, 888-291-8000.
This year, the Catholic Answers Conference turns its attention to the question of God in an age of unbelief. Join us September 21st through 24th in San Diego for I Believe in God, featuring very special guest Scott Hahn and an all-star lineup of speakers. Spend four fun days with your favorite Catholic Answers apologists. Seats are still available, but going fast. Use promo code EARLY to save $50 and register today at CatholicAnswersConference.com.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity. In the early church was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
If you're not a Bible scholar, the full message of how the Sunday Mass readings fit together can be tough to comprehend. Apologist Carlo Broussard is here to help. Join Carlo every Friday for the Sunday Catholic Word Podcast. In each episode, he unpacks the scripture readings for that Sunday and brings them all together so you can better understand and defend the faith. Visit SundayCatholicWord.com to subscribe. That's SundayCatholicWord.com.
What if the voice of your deepest doubts about Catholicism rose up in the form of a human being and challenged you to defend your most foundational beliefs? That's the task apologist Trent Horn took upon himself in his new book, Devil's Advocate, a dialogue with his own best objections against the faith that he professes and defends. You can stand up against your doubts, and Trent will show you how. Pick up your copy of Devil's Advocate today at shop.catholic.com or at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. I wish we had just a few more seconds with Anne. Anne, I'm very grateful for your call. I hope that that was helpful to you. If you want to follow up, give us a call on another day when we're doing open forum, and we'd love to talk with you about it. The answer was, I found it quite helpful, Carlo. I'm not saying it wasn't helpful, but I'm just saying I would like to have a few more minutes with Anne, because that would have been a nice conversation. Seven lines open right now. We're raising money to pay for this whole program we do here and all the other programs we do at Catholic Answers Studios. In order to be fully funded for the next 3 months, we need $220,000. We got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Anybody who pledges in any amount getting matched 100%. Also, there's a second match for anyone who will start a new monthly pledge. Your entire monthly pledge will be matched a second time, thereby essentially tripling your money. 888-291-8000.
So if I call in,
yes,
and I say I want to donate $10 a month and I'm a new donor,
right,
that donation will be tripled for Catholic Answers.
Oh, it's not just that, Carlo. If you're already donating $10 a month and you say, I want to make it 20. That 10
it gets tripled.
The 10 that you added gets tripled.
Oh,
like you
wow,
can add
fantastic.
On to your current donation and it'll get tripled. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it just has to be new money. It doesn't have to be a new person. But 888-291-8000 is the number to call. I'm going to keep making Carlo do his job because we have these nice conversations like we just had with Ann. And I'm try to take as little time as I can out of the program to ask you to support us. But do take advantage of those matches. And I do want to just tell you three giving levels that you might consider coming at and what we'll be able to give to say thank you. At the $10 level, anybody who becomes a $10 monthly donor here at Catholic Answers becomes a member of our Society 315. You get all sorts of bonus content. I got some bonus content in my email today because I'm a member of Society 315. But you also get a Society 315 t-shirt. You get a car magnet for Catholic Answers. You get a coupon code to use to get a price reduction at shop.catholic.com. All that at the $10 a month level, and it's tripled right now. If you could do $20 a month, I'm really excited that we'll send you this book, The Words Set in Stone, the new book by Dave Armstrong, because it brings together a lot of stuff that it's really exciting and fun to read about, how archaeology and science and history are actually proving a lot of things true that we read in that we read in the Bible. So you can get over all that 19th century skepticism that says none of it's true. A lot of it is being shown to be true just by archaeology, for example. At $20 a month, in addition to being a member of Society 315, we'll be able to send you the Words Set in Stone. If you could do $45 a month, I realize that's a stretch for many of us, but if you could do $45 a month, we'll also add a free course in our Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. You take it like a college course, but you don't have to do any papers or anything like that. It's just you get the reading, you get the lectures, but you don't have to do any papers or take tests, although you can take the quizzes if you want. The course we're giving away is Evidence for the Church, the online course from Tim Staples. 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those lines again if we can, because as I said, we need your help right now. 888-291-8000.
Yes, Si, in order to just give a little motivation for our listeners out there, I'd like to appeal to the Second Vatican Council's decree on the means of social communication.
Yeah.
So here's what Mother Church has to say about what we're trying to do here in raising money for our program here. The latest media of social communication are indispensable means for evangelization, for enlightening the minds and hearts of men. That's what we do here at Catholic Answers, enlightening minds and hearts of men and women. And it goes on, effective support should be given to good radio. So, gentle listeners, I ask you, is Catholic Answers Live good radio? I conclude yes. I would hope, and I think you listening would conclude yes as well. If so, effective support should be given. So please give us a call at 888-291-8000. And Si, the decree goes on to state, the Sacred Synod advises the Church's children of the obligation they have to maintain and assist Catholic radio, whose principal objective is to spread and defend the truth and foster Christian influence in human society. So our listeners out there, Si, our friends out there, they have an obligation, the Church says, to maintain and assist Catholic radio. So just to kind of tighten the screws a little bit in a gentle way, Mama Church is saying, give them a call, 888-291-8000.
Please fill up those lines. I'm going to go back to the other phone lines and let Carlo answer some questions. I'll let you know where we are. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We've used up 5,000 of it right now. We're more than halfway through the hour, and we've used up 5,000. That means 15,000 left. If you got that $15,000, would you pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000? But any part of it, just help us keep chipping away at it. And again, I'm so grateful that I am seeing in front of me the $10 a month, some $50 a month, $20 a month pledges. What we need to go along with all that is those folks with the large checkbooks that can, I mean, the checkbook's probably the same size, but the large checking accounts that can write a check for, say, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or even $10,000. We need your help right now, 888-291-8000.
And Si, they can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
That's right.
Right? So that's another way. And then also you can text Catholic to 24365, just the word Catholic to 24365. So that might be easier for some listeners out there than picking up a phone and actually calling us.
All right, back to the phones we go. We'll let Carlo do his day job. Michael in Omaha, Nebraska. If you're in Omaha, Nebraska, you're probably listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. And Michael is. Michael, we're awful glad you're here. No, we're not. Michael just dropped on me. I was just saying hello to Michael, and away he went.
Oh, no.
All right. You know what? I'm guessing why. He probably wanted us to do more fundraising. He was probably like, no.
I don't want to take away from their fundraising.
I don't want to take away from that. Let's see. David in North Dakota, he's just started giving $50 a month. Said he began listening a couple of years ago, and now he never listens to music in the car anymore. Thank you to Cy and Carlo and all the guys for everything you do. Well, first of all, David, thank you for including me in the list. You'd be amazed how many people don't include me in the list of people they thank here. But what a great thing, $50 a month. And it's tripled, right?
That's tripled. I know. Think about that. A new $50 a month donation, and that's tripled. So thank you so much, David. That's very generous and kind of you. And we will do our best to put it to the best use.
Yeah, that is one thing. You know, I'm glad you said that. And I know we missed out on our caller from Nebraska, but I am going back to the phones as soon as Edgar gives me one to go back to here. But he's giving me one. But I do think we need to stress this as well. You want to see our 990, the IRS tax form that tells you where the money went. You want to call and ask what we do with the money. Chris Check will tell you, and he'll tell anybody. Because we don't feel, we feel quite strongly that we're careful with your money. We're quite careful with your money. Yeah. And some of the staff, the guys I'm looking at, are looking at me like they'd like us to be less careful with your money. But I'm sorry, fellas, it's not going to change. But like to get what you get for what we're able to produce for $220,000, it's because people are really dedicated. Yeah. They're not working for, you know, I don't know who's really big. Sean Hannity type salaries. He's big, right? He makes more money than any of us.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
He could probably give us the $220,000 right now. Sean Hannity, if you're listening, 888-291-8000. But it's a labor of love here. And we are careful with the money. And you can see, open up the books. If you want to make that $10,000 gift and you're like, well, I'd like to know where it's going. Well, they'll tell you. They'll be happy to tell you. If you want to make the $10 gift and you want to know, they'll tell you.
You know, Cy, and I can attest just from my personal experience of, you know, working with everyone here, everyone loves our Lord. They love Jesus. And they're really striving to live a virtuous life. And that virtuous life involves good stewardship of the gifts that are given to us from our friends listening. And so I can attest to that. We will do our best to order and direct your money to the best things possible for saving souls, for leading people to Jesus and to the fullness of truth and life in the Catholic faith. That's what Catholic Answers has always been about. That's what Catholic Answers is about. And by God's grace, that's what Catholic Answers will always be about. So if you want to help us do that and participate, folks, give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or just text the word Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. 16 of our colleagues on the line waiting right now. 5 calls on. That means 11 lines open. 888-291-8000. Yes, I did that arithmetic right in front of you, right in front of the whole world. I dared to do arithmetic, but it's for a good cause. Could you help us fill up those lines? We'll take a very, very tiny little 30-second pause, but a perfect time for you to call. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't take more than a couple minutes to get it done. If you'd like to get on and off the line real quick, they'll get you on and off real quick. If you'd like to tell your story a little bit, like David in North Dakota just told, we'd love to share that story on the air as well. 888-291-8000. I'm just letting you know, we need your help. We're struggling to get across the finish line this pledge drive. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I've been saying we needed some of those larger gifts, and lots of folks coming through with us with those monthly pledges of the 10 or 20 or even $50 amounts. Lots of very nice donations of $10, $25, or $50 one-time pledges. Those are all getting matched. Roberta in Illinois, thank you so much for just coming through just this moment with $2,075. That really helps.
Beautiful.
We've still got a long way to go. But Roberta, I know you heard us asking and saying that we needed help right now, and you came through, and everybody else who's coming through as well, thank you so much. But we do still need some of those large pledges like Roberta was able to give. Could you do two or five or maybe even $10,000? It would get us so much closer to the goal. 888-291-8000. Carlo, back to the phones. I'm going to let you take some calls.
All right.
We'll go to Pam in Indiana, listening on 98.3 FM. Pam, glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Thank you. My story is about a Bible study, and we were doing a Bible study on the story about where Jesus asked them to fill the containers with water mm-hmm. to the rim to make wine. But in the sentence, it says that they were containing water, and he asked them to fill it to the rim.
Yeah.
Well, my pastor said, how do you interpret that? And I said that I interpret it as there was still water in there and they needed to fill it to the rim. And he said, no, that's not right, that there's no water in it, and you need to believe what I believe.
Whoa.
Now, we all interpret things differently.
Yeah.
And he asked me how I interpret it, and then he told me I was wrong for interpreting that way. I don't believe that I'm wrong, and I don't believe he's wrong. He interpreted it that way, and I interpret it the other way.
Yeah.
Containing, to me, means it has water in it. Container would mean it was empty.
Okay. All right. Well, Pam, first of all, I don't know why this would be such a big deal from the pastor's view,
yeah.
or even frankly from your view with regard to the difference in interpretation.
Right.
I understand how the text can be a bit confusing, because for our listeners out there, here's what the text says. We're looking at John chapter 2, verse 6. Now, six stone jars were standing there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding, or, as the Greek suggests, as the Greek means, either holding or containing 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, fill the jars with water, and they filled them up to the brim. Okay, so here's a couple of ways to take this, Pam. As this is the first time I encountered this question, so I'm shooting from the hip here. And it's an interesting question. One way to take it is that the jars were empty, had no water, and the servants filled the jars with water. And the way to explain verse 6, when it says each holding 20 or 30 gallons, that is, these were 20 or 30 gallon jars. They were jars such that they could hold 20 or 30 gallons of water. Because verse 6 just says containing 20 or 30 gallons. It doesn't say of water. It just seems to suggest that these are those size jars, 20 or 30 gallons worth. And then that would explain how we could interpret verse 7, where Jesus says, fill the jars with water and then fill them to the brim. And that is a plausible interpretation. I would not demand that you accept that personally. That's a plausible interpretation. But here's an alternative interpretation that may very well be just as plausible, Pam. So consider this. Perhaps these are jars that are 20 or 30 gallons worth of water that could contain that water, and there is water in the jars. But for whatever reason, the water in the jars are not filled up to the brim of the jars. So that when Jesus gives the instruction, fill the jars with water, that is, they filled them up to the brim. In other words, fill the jars up to the brim and complete the jars with the remaining water that is lacking. So that could be a plausible interpretation. I personally, Pam, tend to favor the former interpretation, that these are 20 or 30 gallon jars. Jesus says, fill them up with water, and they filled them to the brim. They were empty. Now they put water in them. But I'd be open to the possible interpretation as well, that they had some water in them, And that Jesus' instruction to the servants is for them to go and complete those jars, to bring those jars to perfection with the remaining water that was lacking in it. So those are two possible interpretations, but I do not think that we should dig our heels into the ground to say we got to believe one over and above the other. What do you think of that, Pam?
Oh, hang on, Pam. I put Pam on hold. Tell me what line she's on.
Line two. My apologies.
Sorry about that, Pam.
That's okay.
Go ahead. What do you think?
I guess my real question is, after telling you the story, is it wrong for him to say, you can't believe that, you have to believe what I believe? I don't believe that a pastor should say that.
Yeah, Pam, a pastor has a prerogative to bind you in conscience to believe what the church officially teaches, especially those teachings that are of an infallible nature. This is not one of those things. So I would agree with you that this particular priest who's demanding that you believe his interpretation of Scripture here does, at least as you're explaining it to me, right here and right now, does seem to cross a line, right? So that's as far as I can go because I don't know the full story. I wasn't there. Maybe there's other parts of the story. But as you're telling me right now, that does seem to be a bit much to be so forceful to demand you to believe an interpretation that the church has never given us any sort of definitive proclamation on.
Pam, God bless you, and thank you so much for the call. I got to let people know where we are, and here's the deal: we're $97,000 from our goal, and we have 73 minutes left in this pledge drive. So we'd have to do more than $1,000 a minute in order to reach our goal. We are in need of your help right now. There are 17 of our colleagues ready to take your calls. Four of them are on the line. 13 lines available. 888-291-8000. As I have been saying, we do need help from those who can do some of those larger donations in order to get to the point where we are fully funded. Lots of folks coming through with all different size donations, and all together we can do this, but we do need some folks who can really step up now with some of those $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 gifts. If you are especially blessed and you can do that level of giving, and if you were waiting to see how we would do, well, here's how we're doing. We need more than $1,000 a minute now to be fully funded. Can we fill up those lines, please? Everything is being matched up to $20,000. There's a double match for new monthly pledges, and we got a long way to go. 888-291-8000.
Si, you said 73 minutes left to reach our goal, $1,000 per minute. There's got to be 73 people out there listening who can give $1,000.
Oh, I'm sure that I hadn't thought about it. Yeah, but there is, right?
There's got to be at least 73. And or 73 people you know, out there who can call in, you know, or double the 73, which was 146. 146 people who can call in and give 500, right?
Right.
So, folks, if you're listening, please give us a call, 888-291-8000. We need your help. And you know, Si, Pope Benedict XVI, God rest his soul, the late Pope Benedict XVI, in a 2008 symposium for radio broadcasters, spoke about how Catholic radio is a real echo in the world of the network of friendship within the body of Christ. So think about it. In the body of Christ, we are united via grace, right? We are so united in this intimate way. And Catholic radio and all the Catholic networks out there is sort of a visible manifestation, representation, an echo of that invisible friendship we have via grace. There's a visible manifestation of that friendship in the unity that we have through Catholic radio, where, as Benedict says, mankind of all continents and epochs can be united, right?
And really, because we really see that.
Like, absolutely. Like, across the world, in Ireland, in Australia, or wherever.
Yeah, Philippines, Africa, we get calls from
people
all
call
over.
In all the time. So you know, the Catholic radio is a beautiful means in virtue of which we can have a unity there. As again, that gives a visible expression to the unity and friendship we have in the mystical body of Christ. So Catholic radio, it has some theological underpinnings there, right?
Please, I really like the way Carlo broke down the math there. And if maybe, you know, we can get some of those $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 gifts to go along with the wonderful generosity of the people who can do a $50 one-time gift or a $20 monthly gift. We'll get there. We'll get there. So we're down to 70 minutes to go.
And what's that number again?
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's safe and secure to give there online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text the word Catholic to 24365. The word Catholic to 24365. All of that goes towards the match, and all of that certainly goes towards us being fully funded. 888-291-8000. Six lines still open. Hey, fill them up.
Sai, can I make a personal plea?
Yes, please.
I have a wife, wonderful wife, married 19 and a half years, and five wonderful children. And I got to take care of my family, right?
Right, right.
Folks, all of us here at Catholic Answer, we love the work that we do for the Lord. We have families that the Lord and His divine providence has allowed us to do that ministry and support our family in virtue of that. So we're asking for your donations to help us keep doing what we do here at Catholic Answers, which has the benefit of helping out our loved ones as well. So join the family at Catholic Answers. It's a great family to be a part of.
888-291-8000. All right. Well, I'll trust you that you're going to fill up the lines. Please do. 888-291-8000. And off to Pittsburgh we go. Jason in Pittsburgh listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Jason, glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm an Anglican, and I did do the monthly pledge yesterday because I do support Catholic apologetics. And
Jason, thank you so much, man. God bless you, brother.
What? It's completely unsolicited, too. That's so generous and kind of you. Thank you very much for saying that on the air, Jason.
You're welcome. As an Anglican and listening to you guys, you really helped me to understand the Catholic Church more, and it really been a blessing to me.
Awesome.
But my question is, inside the Catholic, how is salvation taught in the Catholic Church?
Yeah. Like, how does one get saved, basically?
Yes. Yeah. Paul says that if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart.
Romans 10.
Like, is that, or is it through faith? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's going to be all of the above, right? So, Jason, we basically follow St. Peter. We repeat the words of St. Peter. Remember on the day of Pentecost? What must we do to be saved? They had the compunction in their heart by the Holy Spirit, to which Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So as Catholics, Jason, we follow St. Peter. As he said in 1 Peter 3:21, baptism now saves you. Before baptism, there is a movement of the Holy Spirit within the heart to bring about a type of faith where one believes Jesus is my Savior. There, Jesus gives us the full revelation of the Father. One is turning away from their sins. And that initial movement of faith, Jason, leads one to the waters of baptism, which our Lord says, through water and spirit, we receive the life that is necessary. We're born again. What is associated with first birth? Life. So this new birth is going to give us a new life. To receive that new life that is necessary to exist in the kingdom of heaven. So we repent. We say repent. We say believe. We say confess Jesus as Lord. And with Peter and even St. Paul, through baptism we die with Christ and we rise with Christ. Be baptized. Why? For the forgiveness of your sins, St. Peter says. So there's an interior transformation where the guilt of sin is removed and we receive, as St. Peter says, the promise of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit, through His grace, now transforms us interiorly. And we become adopted sons and daughters of the Father, where we enter into that familial relationship with Him. So that is the ordinary way of the means by which we are saved, Jason. We also believe that in extraordinary circumstances, there are times in certain circumstances where an individual can receive what is received ordinarily through baptism, even without the sacrament of baptism. Because ultimately, it's God who is giving the grace that transforms the soul and making the soul holy, like unto God, and an adopted son or daughter of God. And so ordinarily, it's repentance and baptism. In extraordinary circumstances, that repentance and that faith can be simultaneously animated by what we call sanctifying grace or supernatural life, in virtue of which an individual is saved.
And that we'll have to say thanks right there, because we're about to take a break. Perfect time to call or to go online to make your pledge. We are now $93,500 away from being fully funded. We got 65 minutes to get all of that in. But well, we not necessarily need to get it all. I mean, I want to be honest with you. There's also people who listen on the podcast. About 60,000 people listen on the podcast after hours. So there's also that. If you're listening on the podcast, great time for you to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. But please fill up those lines if you could during this break. Great time to do that because we will not be doing what we're doing. We'll be taking a quick break. Right now, still have money to use up in that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. 888-291-8000. And a second match also still has money available, and that is the match for new monthly donors. You can get your money tripled right now if you start a new monthly pledge in any amount. 888-291-8000.